Hello, everyone, and inside today's Locked On Canadiens, it has finally happened. Cole Caulfield has signed an 8-year extension with the Montreal Canadiens. We're going to break down the deal. We're going to compare it to other people because that's what we do. And then what does Kent Hughes do now? All that and more inside today's show.
You are Locked On Canadiens, your daily podcast on the Montreal Canadiens, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 860 of Locked On Canadiens. We are your daily Montreal Canadiens podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where you get your team every single day. We are free and available wherever you get your daily podcasts: Google, Apple, Spotify, SiriusXM app, or if you are watching us on YouTube, please make sure you're subscribed there as well. I am one of your hosts. I am Scott Metla. I am over-caffeinated and also very tired at the same time, because that's how this works. And I'm joined, as always, by the active stick, Laura Saba. And Laura, anything happened today? I think, I don't know if anything happened today or not.
I have no idea. I don't think, you know, it was a quiet day. There wasn't really any big news, certainly not big news that we predicted would happen. Nothing like that.
Yeah, the Anaheim Ducks hired a new coach. That's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, my God.
Before everyone starts screaming or throwing their phones out the window while they are driving, listening to this, please don't do that. It's bad for the environment and your cell phone and your mental health, because what are you going to do without us in your ears every single morning? Cole Caulfield today signed an 8-year, $7.85 million a year contract extension. Just like Tony Marinaro said, he was right on the money. I will give credit where it was due. He was right on the money about the term, about it being less than Nick Suzuki. And it happened like at what, 9 o'clock in the morning? It was like, by the way, here's this, just right in there. We knew it was going to happen. I am gobsmacked, jaw on the floor, agape, completely awestruck that they got max term, and it was less than $8 million. This is a bit of masterwork by Kent Hughes. That much is very much true, and Jeff Gordon, I assume, had some play in this. But also Cole Caulfield, and we'll talk about his quotes in a little bit here from his press conference, unselfish. And I don't want to play the, well, you know, taking a discount, this, that. Everything he said in his press conference today, he gets it. He wants to be a Montreal Canadian. If there was this whole, he doesn't want to stay here, whatever, he wouldn't have signed for 8 years. And 7.85 a year for a guy who has 40 goal potential. And the cap, like we talked about in Monday's show, is supposed to skyrocket next offseason, is amazing. It reminds me kind of when Nathan MacKinnon signed his deal, coming off of a couple of bad years by his standards in Colorado, and then he exploded. Can Caulfield follow that same path? But before that, I keep talking. Laura, we're excited. This is amazing news for the Montreal Canadiens and their fans. You've got two of your pillars locked up long-term now.
I have to say something. We were having conversations on this podcast about whether or not he would be asking for $10 million a year. We literally had these conversations because people were concerned about the length of time that it took to sign Cole Caulfield, because I believe that this is what the team wanted all along. And I was worried that he wanted too much money, and I wasn't the only one, right? Like, people are like, "Ooh, who is Caulfield to ask for that much money?" We didn't even know how much he asked for. We literally did not. Okay. So we were all freaking out. And I feel so relieved, like, and this is such a good value contract for the Montreal Canadiens. And I know we're going to talk about this in the next segment, but everybody out there is like twisting themselves into pretzels, trying to make this a bad deal for the Montreal Canadiens. And to that I say, that is proof that they're taking a lot of copium. And I hope they enjoy that while we enjoy the fact that Cole Caufield and Nick Suzuki are locked up long-term together. And it's so adorable that they talked about this and they agreed that they were going to be here together for the foreseeable future.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because this, and this is at Habs and High Heels, she transcribed Cole Caufield's Zoom call with the media and everyone after this. Cole Caufield said it was understood on both sides, his and the team's, that Captain Nick Suzuki remained the highest paid forward on the team. And then to follow that up, Cole Caufield on committing to Montreal long-term, put the money aside, I just love being in Montreal. And he says, making a lot of money won't change him as a player. I do this for free. If you want a guy whose only instinct is to have that very tiny dog in him, this is it. This is a dude who wants to win, who is competitive. Cole Caufield isn't exactly going to go into scrums and start fighting guys like Arbor Jack guy. He's not going to body people off the puck like Josh Anderson. He just wants to do what he does best. He wants to put the puck in the net, and he wants to help this team win. And I'm not saying that magically, now that he's signed this deal and he's not making $10 million like he possibly could have, that this is going to happen. I just look at this as Cole Caufield is buying into this new mentality that they are putting into this organization here, is that you win as a team, not as individuals. Yes, there are great individuals on this team. Cole Caufield is a great individual player. Nick Suzuki is a great individual player. Different pieces on this team are great individuals. Together, you are something more than that. And I just read these quotes and I go, yes, I want to be here. I want to be here for a long time, and we're heading in the right direction. And I couldn't be more excited and proud. He's going to go take a nap after this, which is definitely the most relatable part of this entire press conference. He's back in the gym. I'm so excited to see what this future is. The kids, we've talked about the kids being all right last year. I think this is a team now that believes in Cole Caufield, and Cole Caufield believes in this team, and that's important. Things will be rough. Next season, we don't know where the team is at overall, but we know that these guys trust in each other to believe in whatever this process is that they are following. They are going to try and build something special here. And if worst comes to worst and it's not great, he's making 7.85 and he can be an Arizona Coyote in 5 years. Who knows? I'm not saying I want that, before anybody gets mad here. The direction the Canadians are heading in right now, is hard to not be enjoying this. Draft is 3 weeks away at this point. Kent Hughes has this locked up, and we are going to talk about what Kent Hughes is going to do next later on in the show. But it's a dub, a massive dub, a dub in which they could not possibly fit it down St. Catharines because there are too many potholes. Tremendous work by everyone involved here. And now everyone can chill out and then just start tweeting like extend Harvey Pinard at the Habs admin now instead of extend Caufield, because that's their job. Any parting thoughts, Laura?
Is booyah a parting thought?
I mean, booyah can definitely be a parting thought. I would yell louder, but there was a puppy sleeping over here, and if I wake her, I'm going to feel really bad about it. So we're going to move on to the next segment here, and we're going to delve into, perhaps not wisely, we're going to delve into the Twitter discourse a little bit, because that's what I want to do, because I have thoughts. We're going to compare Cole Caufield and
feelings.
We have lots of feelings. We're going to compare Caufield and Marner's second contracts coming up next. But first, for a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is a perfect fit. And it's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can be sure every part you need fits right the first time around. Just add your ride to My Garage and look for the green check to know the part will fit or your money back. Because just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop on eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when all the right parts are guaranteed. Get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay Guaranteed Fit. Available only to U.S. customers. Eligible items only. Exclusions do apply. We are back, episode 860 of Locked On Canadiens, and we have so much other stuff coming up in the coming weeks here. We have people from Elite Prospects who will be joining us for episodes. We have a full Friday Night Live episode with a good friend of the show. We are ironing out the final details on that. The draft is coming up. I will be at the draft combine this weekend, I found out. I finagled some things. I will be there. We will have content from the draft combine and everything. But now we're going to get into Twitter discourse, because if anything else, well, we couldn't escape it today, because the first thing that happened with Caulfield signing this deal and getting team-friendly amount on it in terms of term and in terms of money, and it not taking that long for a key piece of this team, a key piece of the Montreal Canadiens. There was no holdout. There was no will he, won't he, unless you were absolutely pulling your hair out. So naturally, it all became about Mitch Marner. Right only in this situation. And the biggest thing is that people are going, well, Mitch Marner was a better player who was older, who was outscoring Caulfield, and all these other things. And my thought with all of this before I launch into some other things I want to talk about is, yeah, duh. I don't think Habs fans are outright saying Caulfield is a better player than Mitch Marner.
No, I think Habs fans are not saying that. And if you are, you're delusional. Mitch Marner is by far a superior player. And I understand people are like, oh, well, he doesn't, you know, cut it in the playoffs or whatever. That's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about Mitch Marner as a player day in and day out being better than Cole Caulfield as a player day in and day out. And therefore, it makes sense if he makes more money.
He was drafted 4 years prior to Caulfield. So he's been in the league longer. He has a longer track record to get paid off of. Well, when he went into his contract negotiations, he was drafted 4th overall. Caulfield was drafted 15th. Mitch Marner should be a better player in these regards. And all due respect to the other players on the Canadiens, Cole Caulfield is not playing with Austin Matthews or John Tavares or William Nylander or Morgan Riley. His best line mate is Nick Suzuki and Mike Matheson or Jeff Petrie the year before. He's not supposed to be a better player than Mitch Marner. The whole point of this thing was is that Kent Hughes did what Kyle Dubas could not in this, and that these negotiations got done quick, clean, and done. There was not animosity. It got done in a team-friendly way. And perhaps Marner thought he should have gotten paid more. More power to him. And Kyle Dubas gave more power to him. That's great. What I'm not going to take here, though, is the whole, well, Caulfield's injury-prone. No. One injury. One. That he was going to play through before the team went, this season is done, shut it down, get the shoulder taken care of, and be ready for next season. I wouldn't doubt that this contract has been probably filed away and ready for whenever they wanted to announce it. Once he got 100% cleared to go, pen to paper and good to go. The narratives around this that Caulfield is just some trash player and he's one, getting overpaid, which is just dumb for a guy who can score 40 goals. If he makes the whole season. Yes, I know that is a caveat, but this is not meant to be a comparison to point totals of Mitch Marner and Cole Caulfield or anything like that. They were in similar situations, yes, and they went two different paths. Two roads diverged at the negotiating table, and one led to playoff disappointment, and one led to a tiny man scoring lots of goals and making lots of people happy. I don't understand why this has become a thing about that. No one compared these two. It is very funny to point out how these two wingers in similar spots playing a similar role to their team. Yes, Marner produces more points. The Leafs just score more. The Habs are not as good. We know this. Just take a deep breath and use any kind of nuance and stop it. I am sensitive to the Mitch Marner negotiations, but I do not care. I don't. This was not about Mitch Marner and the Leafs. This was about the Montreal Canadiens locking up their star winger long-term for an incredible deal. And yeah, I post that meme to let people enjoy things, whatever. And I got told, well, you know, you're a hater too. I'm like, yeah, I've never denied that. But also, I was tweeting about the Leafs while they were playing a game. You were tweeting about the Leafs because the Canadiens signed someone to a contract. There is a difference here. And just do not take this away from fans. I get it. There's a bitter taste there, and there's a whole lot going on. You go deal with that over there. I don't care. I get that Mitch Marner's a better player. That's awesome. We've been to a Stanley Cup final, so suck on that. I don't care. I've been talking for a while because these thoughts have been bouncing around my head. Laura, what are your thoughts on the whole insanity that followed Caulfield's contract here?
I have a lot of thoughts. I think the first one is that why can't you just let Cole Caulfield go? It's not even anymore about Habs fans can't have nice things. There is this deluded obsession with Cole Caulfield and proving that he's not good or not worth it or something for the longest time. I'm going to say that it started before it was 3-1, but it was 3-1 really, really intensified it. Now, there's some sort of like, it's not even, I don't know, is it an inferiority complex? Is it a superiority complex? Like, everybody is trying to, like, prove that Cole Caulfield is not worth this money. He's not good. He sucks. Whatever it is, we're overhyping him. We're overexcited about him. I have never in my life said that Cole Caulfield is as good as Mitch Marner. I have never in my life implied that Cole Caulfield is as good as Mitch Marner. I have never in my life implied that Cole Caulfield is any better than he is. Like, when I say that he was on a 50-goal pace, whatever the hell it was, well, it looks like Laura's going to be editing this show. Whatever the hell this was, I honestly, like, when I say things like that, it's because Cole Caulfield was literally on that pace. When I say he has X number of goals or X number of assists or X number of plays or X number of little penalty minutes, because he was obviously, you know, one of those people that didn't get penalized a lot, despite the fact that he's heavily relied upon to generate offense. Like, that's how slippery and wily he is. He's amazing. Anyway, every time I say that, like, the proof is literally there in the stats and on the stats sheet, in the ice, like on the ice. It's just, it's there. I'm not lying about Cole Caulfield. I could be overhyping his potential based on his play to date. But again, I am drawing upon how he has played to date. And I've never once said that he's going to be better than Mitch Marner. But it's not just about that. Like, there were people that I respect in the hockey community being like, why would Cole Caulfield agree to that contract? What does Cole Caulfield's camp know that Kent Hughes doesn't know? Implying that, like, there's some sort of, like, nefarious, like, hidden injury there or something. Do you think Kent Hughes is going to sign a player for that long without checking the physical? I'm sorry. He's not an idiot.
He was a player agent. He knows these things.
Is there anything wrong with the fact that Cole Caulfield and Nick Suzuki believe in the vision for the team, rightly or wrongly, and it's going to take us 8 years to find this out? Is there anything wrong with the fact that they want to play together because they have bought into the vision of this team, and what Kent Hughes has done so far, or what Jeff Gordon has done so far, has given them hope to be winners in a city where being a winner would make you immortal? Like, these guys, like, yeah, they're like nice boys, 100%, but they're still professional athletes. The idea of winning in Montreal, are you kidding me? Like, they want to win a Stanley Cup. That's what they all want to do. Yes, they want to get paid. Yes, they want to set themselves up for life, but they want to win too. Like, it's not a hometown discount. It is a situational discount. And I believe that this contract is a steal for the Montreal Canadiens. And I think that Cole Caulfield is going to prove himself more than worth it. And these two together are going to make so much magic. And I just stop being obsessed with Cole Caulfield. He's never going to be as bad as you think he is in your head. He might not be as good as some of the Habs fans think in our heads, but he's never going to be as bad as you think he is in your head. He just has too much skill for that. And he's proven it every step of the way. He's had one setback. One setback. Look at all of the things he's done leading up to and after that. You gotta let Cole Caulfield go. Please go be obsessed with somebody else. Leave Cole Caulfield alone. Just turn your attention to someone else. Have your superiority complex over someone else. Compare Mitch Marner to, like, Shane Pinto or whatever. I don't care. Just leave Cole Caulfield alone.
Oh, that one's gonna set the mentions on fire a little bit, but it is true. Let us have what we have. There's not meant to be these full, long-winded comparisons because no one's asking for that. And if you can't take fans poking fun at something that happened because it is hilarious, well, that's too bad for you. You're in the wrong sport or the wrong fandom or whatever. We have one topic left before we wrap up the show today. What does Kent Hughes do now that the big bit of summer stuff is done? We're going to talk about that coming up next. We are back here at Locked On Canadiens. We are wrapping up today's show. We will have extended mailbag stuff that we didn't get to last week. Like I said, we have plenty coming up with the Draft Combine. Draft Experts, the Elite Prospects Draft Guide is out right now. Go buy it. It's great. It's 1,600 pages long. Get lost reading a book like I did before the show here. The question is now, what does Kent Hughes do now? And the simple question is, he gets ready for the draft, which is great. He will be speaking here in Buffalo on, I believe, Thursday or Friday afternoon at sometime in the morning or in the afternoon. It's one of the two. I got the email from the NHL and I haven't fully read it over. That's not the point. The easy answer to that is he's going to get ready for the draft. But there's a couple of other RFAs out there. He got Michael Pezzetta signed late last week. He's got Caulfield here. I'm wondering if Kent Hughes' next step here is, let me get some of these other guys re-signed. Like, can they get Raphael Harvey-Pinard back under contract here? I don't think there's going to be any trades for Kent Hughes right now. Not until the draft proper. But I do think now that the Caulfield thing is done and dusted, and I still am absolutely under belief that they were waiting for full doctor clearance before they put pen to paper on that. That they said, if he's good to go, sign it and we're done. I guess the next thing is, Laura, is it the draft or do we think we're going to get some more signings here this week before the Habs are in Buffalo at this point already? They're already at the draft combine. But do we think we're still going to get some signings here in the next couple days or no?
I think so, yeah. I think like his short-term to-do list, because when you said, like, let's talk about what Kent Hughes does next, the first thing that sprung to mind was figure out the future of the goaltending for this team, please, for the love of all that is good and holy, for the love of soccer. Please figure out the future of goaltending for this team. But no, you're right. He's got to do that housekeeping so that he knows how much he has to play with if there's somebody that becomes available to him at the draft that he wants to trade for, or if there's somebody he wants to trade away and then he's got to like eat a year of salary cap in exchange or something like that. He has to finish that housekeeping. Like, I think the Cole Caulfield deal really illuminates the whole picture overall. But Raphael Harvey-Pinard, like, he's not going to be commanding, you know, $7 million, but it's still like, I'm thinking it's still got to be a million, maybe two. What are you expecting for Raphael Harvey-Pinard?
Expecting like 1.5 at the most here. I'm actually bringing up cap friendly
like
here
because that. He's got to do that, like all those little contracts. He's got to figure that out.
Yes, with Caulfield signed, this is from Cap Friendly on Twitter. With Caulfield signed, we now show the Habs with a projected cap hit of $82,774,166 based on a projected roster of 12 forward, 92 goalie. The club also has Carey Price's LTI eligible contract, which could provide an additional $10.5 million in long-term injured reserve space. Kent Hughes is going to have some fun this summer, because some of these contracts are going to come off books. So you have the Drouin, you have some of these other guys coming off the books, you have potential trades coming here. I'm wondering if Kent Hughes does a few small things here or there, whether it be AHL deals for a guy like Jared Davidson, who was just eliminated the Memorial Cup is over, which congratulations to the Quebec Ramparts about that. I wonder if we start to see some of those AHL deals for next year. Jared Davidson, they already signed Miguel Tourigny. I'm wondering if someone like Theo Rochette, who just was a huge part of that Remparts team, 21 years old, doesn't have a contract for next season, would be a huge hit for a team in Montreal. He can play in the ECHL. He can play with the Rocket. Give him that opportunity here. I think we're going to see a few little moves from Kent Hughes this week. The draft combine is going to be his focus. I believe player likely interviews are starting tomorrow. Some of the other testing that we don't have access to, like the VO2 max and all those other things, are going to start taking place behind closed doors the next couple days here. And then I think it's all going to become clear. Following the draft combine, when we've spoken to players, we're going to find out who talked to that other teams didn't. Who didn't the Canadians talk to at all? And I think we're going to start getting a bigger picture of the draft here, because by the time that's over, we're 2 weeks out from the draft. And then I think it's going to be locked down. You're going to get maybe nothing. The draft will come. You're going to have free agency. And then it's just going to be boom, 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 boom. There's going to be rapid fire news. As soon as this happened last year, I think too. Deal a day, deal a day, deal a day, deal a day, deal a day. Ken Hughes is just loading up the gun there, and he's just going to start.
Yeah, they have 8 a.m. news drops every morning.
Which means, great, now I got to be up at 8 a.m. on my day off. Thanks, Ken. Thank you for someone who hosts a daily podcast. Thank you. Appreciate you. Anyways, I'm excited now. This is the big thing out of the way. This is Sisyphus got the boulder over the hill. Now the boulder's rolling downhill, which is probably another part of a Greek tragedy that never got written, because in true Greek tragedy fashion, it would like destroy his farm like that. But we're going to get rapid fire news, I think. And then we have the combine and we have the draft. There's a lot happening, but everyone, deep breath. Cole Caulfield is signed for 8 more years. He's going to be back.
Save the money.
$7.85 million a year. Mwah. Love that for us. And by us, I mean the Canadiens fandom, but especially me, who is wearing my B small score goal shirt today on the podcast here. And I know podcasting is a visual medium, so those on YouTube got a bonus here. That is going to wrap our show today, though. We will be back with whatever news happens tomorrow. We have some leftover mailbag questions to get to. We will dive into that. Maybe we'll take a few more at the end of the show here. Well, on Twitter going into this, because who knows what tomorrow holds. I am one of your hosts. I am Scott Matla. You can follow me on Twitter at Scott Matla. You can follow Laura at The Active Stick. You can follow the show at @LO_Canadians. LockedOnCanadians@gmail.com for longer emails. Subscribe on YouTube so you can see our beautiful faces and be ready for our live stream in 2 weeks, the week before the draft. It's going to be a grand old time. Folks, we will see you all next time.